Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Our fashion tip this week is actually coming from Andy Page, like normal, but looks like the inspiration might be from Angelina Jolie. So we can look like Angelina by the end of the day. Hi, Andy.
I love how somehow we are put together in this segment. I like that very much. my old pal Angelina. You have to know that the fashion writing was on the wall when we saw her plunge her leg, you know, out from under that skirt or through a slit in that skirt at, you know, the Oscars in February. And her leg actually got its own Facebook page.
All right.
So designers were surely going to follow suit. And sure enough, the slit is one of the hottest, you know, kind of fashion trends this season. And the slit, you can find it in any type of skirt, whether it's a straight skirt, an A-line skirt, and even full skirts. Designers were putting it into everything. And the great thing for, you know, thrifty divas and those who are, you know, looking to look like a million without spending a fortune is that we can do this. I mean, all you need is really a pair of scissors and needle and thread, and you can absolutely put a slit into anything that you already have.
Scissors?
Yeah, well, or a seam ripper. It doesn't have to be scissors. It can be just a seam ripper. I mean, as long as the edges of your seams have been serged, which 99.9% of everything that comes out of a store, if you look at the seams, they've all been sealed with a machine, then all you have to do is just snip the seam and then put what I call a stop stitch so that the slit will only go up so far. And voila, you have a side seam, you have a front seam, you have a side slit or a front slit or a back slit. So it's a really, really simple way to add, you know, a modern touch, especially to something that's underutilized in your wardrobe.
Is this only for tall chicks?
No. Well, you know, that's a really good point. No, this trend isn't just for tall chicks. But if you put your own slits into your skirts, then you can determine where you want that slit to stop. So if you are, you know, a little shorter, you want to do a long slit. If you're taller or you work in a workplace where you need to be a little more modest, then you can make it a shorter slit. But this is not just for tall people, and it doesn't have to be a big plunging slit. It can be, you know, something just a few inches long. And also keep in mind that, you know, what we see on fashion runways and on red carpets, that's exaggerated style for, you know, show-stopping appeal. So what we see translated at our local department store, it's never that extreme. So, you know, what we see that's a 2-foot or even a 3-foot slit on, you know, runways can easily be translated into a 9 to 14-inch slit in a skirt, and it still looks fantastic.
Well, their legs have been exaggerated too, I think.
That's true. That's a very good point. But Brooke, I know your legs. You should not fear the slit, my dear.
Okay.
And is this okay? There's lots of homecoming dances going on. Is this okay for girls? I mean, what's the proper length for that?
Well, we all know that most schools recommend that all skirt lengths be below your fingertips when you're holding your arms directly down by your side. So I would say the same is true for the slit. And homecoming and all that is great, but you don't want a slit to go any further than your fingertips when you're holding them down by your side.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a good rule of thumb. I know that most schools follow that rule, and I think it's pretty basic for anyone that you want to keep on a modesty check, shall we say.
Well, the more modest, the better, if you ask this dad.
Yes, Father Tommy, no
yes.
doubt.
Father Tommy, thank you. I don't have my collar on today, but I appreciate that.
Oh, good heavens.
All right, so for more fashion tips, we go one place where, Andy? Actually, we go a couple places, really.
You can go to senseofstyle.com, pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. And if you would, go ahead and follow me on Pinterest. That's where I pin all these ideas and inspirations to help you look like a million without spending a fortune.
Sweet. There she is, our fashionista, Andy Page.
Thanks so much, guys. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning. 105.7.